T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk, and we continue to go around the NFC South. Now checking in on the Carolina Panthers with Herbert White of the Charlotte Post. He's the editor-in-chief over there. How's your weekend going so far, Herbert?
What's up, man?
It's going pretty good so far.
So, obviously, a huge buzz and talk is, what are the Carolina Panthers going to do with that top overall pick? There's been a lot of different names batted around in that quarterback position. Are you getting any kind of feel of where you think this franchise ends up going?
The only thing that anybody knows, we're halfway certain, it'll be a quarterback. So which one? The Panthers aren't betraying that just yet. Scott Fitterer, the GM, and Frank Reich, the new head coach, they are double probation, super hush-hush, top secret over where they want to go in terms of the individual. But there's little doubt that they put in all that work to trade up to number one to get a franchise quarterback. And even though some folks bandy about the possibility of maybe trading down to one or two so that they can get whatever's left over in terms of a quarterback, I don't necessarily see that happening. You know, you work this hard to get number one. Why would you slide back?
So, Herb, I'm not going to let you off the hook here. So who would you pick if you were in charge of the Panthers in terms of Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson, all these guys?
Well, if I was looking for a body, it would be Anthony Richardson.
Okay.
If I were looking for polish, I would probably say Bryce Young. Okay. If I'm looking for the best combination, I would go with C.J. Stroud. You know, and to me, you know, if you're talking about pure quarterback play, it would probably be Young. But my concern would be his stature. He's a little bit on the small side, even, you know, for NFL players, period. He would be a smaller receiver if that were his position. And, you know, but on the other hand, this league has seen its share of smaller quarterbacks thrive.
Like, you can't hit quarterbacks anymore. So, like, in that sense, it's like, okay, you don't need to be, you know, built like a truck anymore.
Well, I don't know. I would think Tua would argue that it's a little different than what folks are arguing because, you know, he's a little bit on the smaller side.
That's true.
And people have been beating up on him like a rag doll in the past season or so. And so to me, that would be the only concern that I would have about Bryce Young, that he's a bit on the smaller side. If you're talking about a sturdy dude who can really light it up, then C.J. Stroud is going to be your pick because he has the most polish and he checks all the boxes.
Yeah, I've been on the C.J. Stroud train. Like, I like Bryce Young, but I just think, like, the total package is there. I know there was a video trending. I think it was Josh McCown talking to him. And obviously they're going to be top 30 visits. So that'll be coming through. But so as you look at this team, I think the moves that the Panthers have made have been pretty understated. But I think generally I've been impressed with them. Like, I think Adam Thielen was a really good signing. Shai Tuttle's a quality player. I think it was a little bit of an overpay, but he's still a quality player. Miles Sanders, I've always been a big fan of. How has this offseason kind of been received across like the Panthers nation? Because it does seem like this team is set up really well for the next several years.
Yeah, I think this team is built to win now.
Okay.
Because you're in a division where there's a lot of uncertainty, especially at quarterback with all four teams. And the Panthers, I think, are in position because everybody got to see what the potential looked like with this group here, with a competent coach in place. Everybody got to see the potential. And most of that defense is back. So you already have that one major building block to a playoff team in place. They've gone out and they've retooled the offense, obviously looking for that quarterback. And they brought in Andy Dalton, who's I think is going to be a pretty good mentor. And I don't think he is going to be your long-term answer unless something catastrophic happens. Yeah,
like we've had this conversation before, not necessarily about the Panthers.
Yeah, yeah. And so this offense has been retooled to win immediately. And if you get halfway decent quarterback play, this team will be in the mix to win the NFC South. I don't think there's any doubt about that. It's going to be oriented towards the run, I believe. And so Miles Sanders is a great pickup there. Every quarterback needs a decent security blanket, and that's Hayden Hurst. The entire offensive line from last year returns, and it was a very solid group last year after years of turmoil. They couldn't figure out who could play left tackle, but they've got that squared away now with Ike Ekwonu. And so this group, I think, more than any other team in the NFC South, should put that pressure on themselves to go out and win right now. Other teams may have a 2 or 3 year window. Okay, well, we've got to rebuild it for whatever reason, whether it's Tampa Bay and Tom Brady or whatever's going on in New Orleans. They're in the same boat. All of these teams are in the same boat as far as quarterbacks. But who has the better defense? Who has an offensive line that's set up to win on the ground? And do you, and the problem that the Panthers have, or they need to address more, is at receiver. Obviously, DJ Moore was part of that package that delivered the first round, the number one pick. So they still have some work to do there, but they have some young people who showed flashes last year. So Thielen is a really big pickup for them because he brings that veteran presence. He's been in the league for 9 years, working on his 10th. So he has that presence. He knows what it takes to be a pro at that receiver position. And I think that his acquisition is a big get. So this team is set up for whoever the quarterback is. If he plays decent, the Panthers will be there.
Yeah, I will challenge one thing. I do think the Saints are in a slightly different position than the other three teams in the sense that they have a quarterback that's a veteran that they've paid $150 million and they are committed to, whereas there's a, few, a lot of the other three teams are kind of in this holding pattern of like, okay, where's the rookie? Who's the veteran? And that's kind of my question. And you said it yourself, you know, if this team can get half-decent quarterback play, they have a, they could be a playoff team. And so I guess my question is, where does that half-decent quarterback play come from? Do you think this is a team that will go with a rookie, even the number one overall pick, in week one of his rookie season? Or do you think that Andy Dalton might end up being the week one starter and kind of be that bridge? Because I think that's always the question, because development is really difficult when you're talking about that number one pick and there's so much invested that it's tough to say, no, we're going to wait. Right. And I think teams like you look at the Jets with Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold, and you look at some of these horror stories of these high picks and the quarterbacks losing all their confidence and then they just never get to that point. Right. So what would your read be on that situation?
My read would be if the offensive staff, which has a bunch of quarterbacks and quarterback developers in the room, whether it's Jim Caldwell or Reich or Josh McCown, you know, there's plenty of guys who have either played quarterback in the NFL or have developed them. And so as a staff, if they can get that first pick up to some sort of standard by week one, I think the rookie will play. But if you, you know, the downside to that is if you throw that rookie in there too quickly and he gets overwhelmed, if you pull him, what does that do to his confidence?
Right. So, that's the thing. If you put him in there, he's got to stay in there. You can't start him and then go to the backup.
Right. And so I think the Panthers will take the prudent approach and take it slowly and hopefully spool the youngster up to a position in the season where if they are kind of treading water, it's like, well, throw the kid in there. You have nothing to lose. But let's say Andy gets in there and they really tear it up. You know, you have no reason to put the rookie in there then because they're going along so great. So why mess up a good thing? So I think they will probably take the let's just wait and see approach with the youngster because you're right. And every quarterback is different. And if you have a coaching staff that if the head coach is more of a defensive person or an offensive line guy who isn't necessarily as in tune with quarterback play as somebody like Frank Reich who played quarterback in the league and can be a mentor off the field and an Andy Dalton who can be one on the field, it's a different dynamic. And so I think they will probably, and it's just me speculating, and everybody's got speculation these days, that they will take their time to bring whoever it is along. And in the meantime, Andy can run it until he either tanks or the kid is ready to play.
Herbert White, the Charlotte Post editor-in-chief, appreciate the time and definitely will be talking to you soon. Have a great rest of the weekend, man.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, bud.
We'll be checking in on next, the last one in the NFC South go-around, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, insider of PewterPirates.com. Roy Cummings coming up next after the break here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.